Discharge of leases. A lease is discharged when the contract terminates. Termination can occur when all parties have fully performed their obligations under the agreement. The parties may agree to cancel the lease. A tenant who simply abandons leased property remains liable for the terms of the lease, including the rent. The terms of the lease will usually indicate whether the landlord is obligated to try to re-rent the space. If the landlord intends to sue for unpaid rent, most states require an attempt to mitigate damages by re-renting the premises to limit the amount owed. The lease does not terminate if the parties die or if the property is sold. There are two exceptions to this general rule. A lease from the owner of a life estate ends when the tenant's life ends. The death of either party terminates a tenancy at will. In all other cases, the heirs of a deceased landlord are bound by the terms of existing leases. If leased real estate is sold or otherwise conveyed, the new landlord takes the property subject to the rights of the tenants. A lease agreement may, however, contain language that permits a new landlord to terminate existing leases. The clause, commonly known as a sale clause, requires that the tenants be given some period of notice before the termination. Because the new owner has taken title subject to the rights of the tenants, the sale clause enables the new landlord to claim possession and negotiate new leases under his own terms and conditions. A tenancy may also be terminated by operation of law, as in a bankruptcy or condemnation proceeding. Breach of lease. Deed. If a tenant defaults on the payment of rent, the landlord has two options. He may elect to serve the tenant with 5 days' written notice, demanding payment of the delinquent rent within 5 days after the notice is received. If the tenant fails to pay the rent, the landlord may terminate the lease automatically and sue for possession without further notice. If the tenant pays the past due rent, the lease continues in full force. Alternatively, and in cases in which the tenant's breach is other than non-payment of rent, the landlord may terminate the tenancy by serving the tenant with 10 days' written notice, including a demand for possession. After the 10-day period expires, the landlord may sue for possession without further notice, even if the default is cured. Landlord's remedies: actual eviction. When a tenant breaches a lease or improperly retains leased premises, the landlord may regain possession through a legal process known as actual eviction. The landlord must serve a notice on the tenant before commencing the lawsuit. When a court issues a judgment for possession to a landlord, the tenant must vacate the property. If the tenant fails to leave, the landlord can have the judgment enforced by a court officer, who forcibly removes the tenant and the tenant's possessions. The landlord then has the right to re-enter and regain possession of the property. In Illinois, a landlord seeking actual eviction of a tenant must file an action called a forcible entry and detainer. It can be used when a tenancy has expired by default, by its terms, by operation of law, or by proper notice. The suit should be filed in the circuit court of the county in which the property is located. If the court rules in favor of the landlord, a judgment for possession and money damages will be entered, and an order of possession will be issued by the clerk of the court. The tenant must then leave peaceably, removing all of his property from the premises. Traditionally, however, if a residential tenant personally appears in court and the landlord prevails, the court will delay issuing the order for a reasonable period of time to allow the tenant to find alternative housing. When a tenant refuses to vacate peaceably after a judgment for possession has been entered, the landlord must deliver the order to the sheriff, who will forcibly evict the tenant. The landlord then has the right to re-enter and regain possession of the property. Until a judgment for possession is issued, the landlord must be careful not to harass the tenant in any manner, such as locking the tenant out of the property, impounding the tenant's possessions, or disconnecting the utilities, such as electricity and natural gas. Illinois landlords have no right to self-help, that is, they may not forcibly remove a tenant without following the proper legal procedures. Tenants' remedies: constructive eviction. If a landlord breaches any clause of a lease agreement, the tenant has the right to sue and recover damages against the landlord. If the leased premises become unusable for the purpose stated in the lease, the tenant may have the right to abandon them. This action, called constructive eviction, terminates the lease agreement. The tenant must prove that the premises have become unusable because of the conscious neglect of the landlord. To claim constructive eviction, the tenant must leave the premises while the conditions that made the premises uninhabitable exist. Regulation of the rental finding industry. Rental finding services. A rental finding service is any business that finds, attempts to find, or offers to find for any person for consideration a unit of rental real estate for a lessee, for a unit of rental real estate not owned or leased by the business. Any person or business entity that operates a rental finding service must obtain a real estate license and comply with all provisions of the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000. General circulation newspapers that advertise rental property and listing contracts between owners or lessors of real estate and registrants are exempt from this requirement. Rental finding services are required to enter into written contracts with the parties for whom their services are to be performed. The contract must clearly disclose the term of the contract, the total amount to be paid for the services, the services policy regarding the refunding of fees paid in advance, and the conditions under which refunds may or may not be paid, printed in a larger typeface than the rest of the contract. The type of rental unit, geographic area, and price range the prospective tenant desires. A detailed statement of the services to be performed. A statement that the contract shall be void, and all fees paid in advance shall be refunded, if the information provided regarding possible rental units available is not current or accurate, that is, if a rental unit is listed that has not been available for more than 2 days, and a disclosure that information regarding possible rental units may be up to 2 days old. With regard to any individual rental unit, a prospective tenant must be provided with the name, address, and telephone number of the owner. A description of the unit, monthly rent, and security deposit required. A description of the utilities available and included in the rent. The occupancy date and lease term. A statement describing the source of the information. And any other information the prospective tenant may reasonably be expected to need. A rental finding service may not list or advertise any rental unit without the express written authority of the unit's owner or agent. Residential leasing agents. The Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000, Section 5-5 through Section 5-10, provides for a limited scope license for individuals who wish to engage solely in activities related to the leasing of residential real property. For instance, the following activities would appropriately fall under this limited license: if the licensee did not engage in any other real estate activities, such as marketing single-family homes, leasing or renting residential real property, collecting rent for residential real property, attempting, offering, or negotiating to lease, rent, or collect rent for the use of residential real property. The Act establishes specific qualifications and educational requirements for residential leasing agents, including a written examination. Referral fees that the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000, Section 5-20, allows landlords to pay a referral fee to tenants. A resident tenant of a unit who refers a prospective tenant for a unit in the same building or complex may be paid a referral fee if he refers no more than 3 prospective lessees in any 12-month period. Limits his activities to referring prospective lessees to the owner or the owner's agent, and does not show units, discuss lease terms, or otherwise participate in the negotiation of a lease. Persons under the resident lessee exemption can now receive compensation of no more than $5,000 or the equivalent of 2 months' rent in any 12-month period,